It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
It is a gorgeous Saturday. Yes, there is a slight change of rain in the forecast, and you know, every time we have a race day, that's exactly how things go. I'm radio man Dan Diker. Thanks for joining us in Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. It is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report, heard every Saturday right here on the Big Bog at noon with Billy Doc Niles and Paul the Statman Riker. A lot coming your way today on the program. Going to break down the interesting races at La Crosse last weekend, in which Ty Majeski came back, and we can call it his own stomping grounds because he came out and stomped again.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't there. I don't think he's lost too many races there over the last 2 years. I think I can only remember one where
he cut a tire down during a double feature night. Yep. One night that he was running for NASCAR National Points. That was about what, 2-3 years ago?
Probably.
That's the last one I can think that he ever lost.
Yeah, that's he is just an incredible runner. At La Crosse, and what's more amazing is he did it on 3 used tires from last year, so that kid can drive.
And that really amazes me, because the word was, and he could have if he wanted to, he could have been out there on 4 brand new Hoosiers, which to me, if he would have been, I think the track record would have fallen.
Well, yep.
Now, when qualifying was going on, he still had a 19.752 or something about that range. Had he had 4 new tires on, which we had all presumed he was going to do, I think that track record may have fallen.
Oh, most definitely. 4 brand new tires. It was a good night at La Crosse weather-wise. I mean, not too hot, not too cold. When they qualified, over half the track was in shade, so they were picking up some really good speed from right at just about the backstretch coming out of 2 all the way to coming out of 4. So it was a good night for qualifying.
Also on the program, going to talk with Jason Stark today, sportsman driver, former Thunderstock driver at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, doing a great job at Dell's Raceway Park. He won their feature there last year. A Tundra Super Late Model Series, Drew Krybek is going to be joining us on the Team Dean's segment coming up, brought to you by Dean Satellite and Security. We're going to break down the races from last week from both Toma and from La Crosse, but more importantly, I have the fact sheet that needs to be discussed right now.
I haven't seen this. What are you doing to us? You're calling an audible.
July 29th, we are going to be taping our Seven Rivers Racing TV show from the Big Boar Barbecue 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Night.
You know what? You're just going to take the food from us. Why should I get excited about this?
I'm so glad you just said that. Now, folks, this was not staged. This was not staged, but that was a hell of a segue. So, Rick Wilson, our station manager, and I are talking about, you know, Matt Henderson's going to have his late model there. We're talking about, okay, Jesse was there as well. All right, when are we going to do this? When's the time? When's the setup? When does everybody get there? Da-da-da-da. Okay, well, there's a band there, so we got to make sure that the band's on one side of the parking lot. We're going to be TV taping on the other side. I was like, man, I could DJ something like that. I said, that would be pretty cool. I said, you know, if they do need a DJ, tell them I do it for food. What happens on Tuesday? Rick Wilson texts me and says, hey, 9 o'clock's when Matt Henderson's going to show up with his late model. Here's where one section is. Here's where the other section is. Their band canceled on them. Dan is DJing this entire 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Night, and I'm doing it for food. So that was the best segue.
Oh,
that was the best non-intentional segue you've ever had.
Wow, I feel like I stepped in it.
It is. I'm going to end up. I'm going to be DJing from about 10 till 4. This is one heck of an event. Jerry Beyer and company, they blocked off almost the entire service road right there. We're going to be taping our TV show there. We're going to be eating a whole bunch of barbecue and doing a lot of interviews. Now, they have 12 trophy categories, 25 total trophies, 50-50, a lot of door prizes, and a whole bunch more. And Billy Knock Niles, look at the categories in this one.
old rods, rat rods, car street machines, up to 72. Oh, wow. Look at all these. Wow. Trucks, imports, little piston picks, people's choice, piston pounders. Wow, this is almost like going to street drags.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be one heck of a program here. I should have made a copy for you right there.
Thanks for the surprise.
And they've got some great sponsors, too, for the Big Boar Barbecue 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Night. Again, this is coming up on Sunday, July 29th. You can go out there and do this, folks. It's not, you don't have to be a part of the 608 Piston Pounders.
What do we got for a schedule here? When's everything kicking off?
Registration is at 10 o'clock. From 10 until noon. The actual show is from 11 to 4. It's only a $5 entry fee. Again, they have 12 trophy categories, 25 trophies total. Door prizes, 50-50 raffle. DJ Dan Eicher, I'm going to be spinning all the good 50, 60, 70 tunes out there. And we're going to be taping the TV show right about noon on the opposite side of the parking lot. So we're going to have a tent, a nice little tent set up, table set up. We're going to have a bunch of people coming over. Hopefully, we're going to have a table full of food again. And I guess we can interview drivers.
Well, yeah, I'd interview drivers, interview people with their cool cars. You know, maybe we can get Jesse and tape a couple of interviews ahead of time.
Paul knew what I was getting at right there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm just thinking burnt ends and coleslaw.
I walked into the pre-production meeting when it was over. I didn't see this.
Nobody did. Paul didn't know it either. He's sitting back there stunned, and I just found out on Tuesday that their band had to cancel on them. And we are the ones who are going to step in, and I'm going to be doing the DJing and emceeing. So that's going to be a great time. Of course, that's going to be in West Salem. That is going to be on the Commerce Street West Salem location.
That's 2 weeks from tomorrow, by the way.
And you know if they are blocking off almost that entire – so it's going to be from, like, Hubert's Auto Care down right by Subway, past Buyer Cabinets. That's a whole lot of road right
that's
there.
That's a lot of road
a lot
to block.
Of parking
lots to
block
that's off. A pretty good thoroughfare that people like to go through. So you know they got something special if they got permission to block that street off.
And you know, we tried to do this last year. We tried taping the show out there, and I think we two interviews in, and then the rains were coming, the winds were coming, and then we tried to interview.
We tried to interview one of the car owners.
Yeah, and Ben, who was the stuntman from?
Oh, Ben Allen.
Ben Allen. We tried to get him on, and then the lightning came.
Yeah.
So darn it all, we got stuck going inside, interviewing Matt Henderson, and that's the day where we watched how Paul Reichert's eating etiquette was in the garbage.
Really? Because Billy,
I seriously thought Billy was going to lose a couple of his digits.
Oh,
I really
gosh.
Did.
Digits? Oh, I think I lost weight that day thanks to you two. We gotta thank Jerry Beyer, first of all, for sponsoring our TV show and then inviting us out there to do this on
the radio show.
And the radio show, yep. He sponsors both shows. Got to thank him for bringing us out, feeding two of us, and putting on a really cool thing.
I do eat for two. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
So we hope you all can make it out there. If you're in the La Crosse area or within driving distance, you know, stop on up to West Salem and check us out at Big Boar Barbecue as this goes on.
How many Dan Decker appetizer platters is he going to go through?
Oh, like I said, well, he told Jerry, I told him, I said, you know, this is what I normally charge to DJ an event like this, and he told that to Jerry Beyer, and Jerry says, you know, this may turn out negative for me.
You know,
I said, just leave the back door open and you'll never see me. Program also brought to you by the Tomah Sports Speedway, Dean Satellite, and security of the Team Dean segment, which you're going to get this program. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Time Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by after every single race night. Wednesday wings look awfully serious, and Bill has not danced with our double cheeseburger bet yet.
No. Well, the year ain't over.
Got to get you out there for that one.
Yes.
Coming up, Jason Stark. Man, that guy is really, really putting a name down for sportsman driving here in western Wisconsin. And Drew Kramick. You know one thing, Jason Stark, do you think that guy has a chance to win an Oktoberfest sportsman feature or the Great Northern Sportsman Series?
I think he could. I mean, the way he's been running this year, he's been looking really strong. He could do it.
And Jason, I think we'll have to ask him here in a minute. I think he's running for two different track championships. How hard is that?
Well, it's not that hard. And when all he's, we'll have to ask him. But I do believe the tracks are similar. So all he has to do is change tires based on track rules.
We're going to talk about the Tundra Super Late Model Series as well. Paul Reichert has his Burning Rubber Race Report and a whole lot more. We're just getting started on this Saturday. Welcome in. You're tuned in. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean's Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert. Here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Saturday. That means a lot of activity going around in western Wisconsin. First off, our show. Then we'll let you get to the racetracks. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. Billy Doc Niles, the Stat Man, Paul Reichert, myself, Ready Man Dan Diker, trying to get our next guest on a couple of weeks ago. And, well, that was a Kevin Ramsdell day, so obviously we ran like 5 hours long.
Yeah, either that or he just big-timed us and we used Ramsdell to fill.
No, actually, I apologize. We were going to have him in the program, but we really ran late that day.
I like my excuse better.
He won the sportsman race at Dells Raceway Park last weekend, and for a relative newcomer to the sportsman division, especially at Dells, he's really put a stamp on that track, and that would be Sparta's Jason Stark. Jason, how are you, my friend?
Oh, we're doing good today. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. I remember you running Thunderstocks when I first started at the La Crosse Speedway about 11 years ago, and then lived in Sparta. And I tell you what, to this day, man, what was it, a Trans Am or was it a Camaro you had driving around Sparta?
I still have it. It's a 70 Camaro.
Man, oh. I tell you, Billy, have you seen that car?
I'm jealous. Not even seeing the car, and I'm jealous.
Oh, it's nice. Oh. It is. Every time I go around a corner, I can do, oh, here
well,
comes Jason.
We've run out of time with Jason Stark. Thanks for being here, Jay.
That is a nice looking ride. Hey, congrats. Big win last week in Dells Raceway Park, and your name is getting synonymous with that racetrack.
Well, which is good. We had it was actual pretty good battle between me and Truett for the last, I think we had a caution with 12 laps to go when he restarted on the outside of me.
No, one thing I was surprised, you ran lacrosse for so many years, you won the Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago, and you came out of the box, you said, I'm going to run the Dells and around the state. Right out of the box, you get second your first time with the Dells in pretty much a souped-up sportsman car. Did you have that much confidence, or were you surprised at how good you came out of the box at the Dells last year?
We were surprised at how good it came out because that was the first time in the car. We didn't get no practice or nothing. It wasn't done for their test and tune day. We started on it. We had the lacrosse awards banquet the year I got Rookie of the Year and Championship in the Outlaw at the same time, and we started on it the day after and still barely got it done.
Oh, that was the year he got the championship in that Kevin Qualheim. Was that was a Monte Carlo, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 27 car.
Yep, that was it. Yep. 88 Man. Monte Carlo bodied car.
That was fun, wasn't it? That car every single night was on a rail.
Yep, that car was – I never touched nothing on that car. I drove it the same way Kevin drove it.
And you know, he surprised a lot of people that year at Oktoberfest as well that were watching going, oh, man, look, lacrosse has some contenders coming out of this outlaw class.
You know, one question I got for you about that outlaw class, was it as fun to you guys as it seemed to, because it was fun for me to watch that class, was it as fun to the competitors or were you guys just as intense for a track championship?
That was mostly fun. We only had, average of 6 to 8 cars. We were all having fun. I got myself, my uncle Jason was in it as well. Bolster, so it was between me and him for the most part. And we agreed just to have fun, and it was what it was at the end of the year.
That's when Jason had had his gray car, bigger tires, bigger motor, and then all of a sudden, Jason, you guys go from lacrosse to a mixture of super late models and late models at Oktoberfest. That had to have been a blast.
Yeah, that was a little different contending with that car out of I believe that gentleman was from WIR, that 5 car with the flames on it.
Oh yeah,
that's a quarter.
That's right. He's got that plastic shield in the side.
Oh yeah.
Like a super late model 5 see in Plymouth.
What Burroughs out of Sparta did to his.
Yep.
Roger Burroughs, yeah. Yep. He had that too with nitrous on his car.
Talking with Jason Stark, sportsman driver out of Sparta, started at the lacrosse speedway running Thunderstocks for many years. Now, you know, it was a good point you brought up to me a couple weeks ago. Your first race out this year, you get a DQ in the Great Northern Sportsman Series, and you basically said, listen, this car is almost to a T identical to Dave Trout's sportsman car, maybe lack of the color and the wrap job. You guys store those vehicles in the same shop, correct?
No, we don't. Dave's is stored down in New Lisbon at his house, and mine is actually at my father's house in Cataract next to his 11 car.
See, for some reason, I thought you guys were both at KBR.
Nope. I still work down at KBR part-time and help them out down there, but that's where we hung the body at over the winter was down at KBR Performance.
Okay, maybe that was the pictures we saw.
Because he does a lot for a lot of people in the Midwest here. What do you do at KBR?
We go through, we do anything from hanging bodies on them to setting them up. Basically, we built a brand new car that is actually down at Slinger Nationals tonight for Brad Cassell out of Union Grove from Evolve Concepts. I noticed that he qualified 18th on the transponder times that I seen today.
Nice.
Yeah, but he's doing Kelly's actually got a big deal going on with the Summers Racing Team that Gabe Summers out of Clover, Wisconsin Rapids area. He travels track to track and sets the car up every week and spots for him. And I know he's been renting out his pickup truck, that one truck for the Midwest Truck Series and Tundra. I don't know if they travel with the Tundra or not anymore, but the Midwest Truck Series, he runs that out to local drivers. Or I know Travis Koppel's son from North Carolina up and rented it for Madison.
Yeah, I was down there for that one. Yeah, I think he took third in that race too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So have you pimped buyers for a ride in that one truck? Because it seems like everybody who gets in it does pretty darn good.
He's the night that Ty Majeski drove it in Plover.
Was there for that one,
year,
too.
Yep, if Majeski couldn't drive it, that was my, I had everything with so that way I could. But Majeski got the okay to drive it, seeing how it was a Chevy. And he's supposed to be driving a Ford, but he got the okay about an hour before it started. I was actually looking forward to that. That was the one time I was hoping he wouldn't get the okay.
Jason, I actually got to see you in action at the Thaw race the very next week at Golden Sands, running in the, I guess they call it the Super Stock division there.
Yep.
Is there much difference between the Dells and Golden Sands about any major changes you need to make to the setup there?
As far as for our sportsman's cars, and they're classified as a super stock there, I run the same exact setup, same shocks. I just obviously changed tires because we got them pre-registered for the Dells, so we can't run the same ones.
Jason Stark joining us. Jason
same springs, same shocks, same package. So.
Jason Stark joining us for the next couple of minutes here on the Badgers Take Clean Water and Air Race Report on WBOG. Decision to run at the Dells. So you're going to continue to do that for the rest of this year. I would presume you're going to try to get a track championship there if you don't get one this year. What's on the future for Jason Stark Racing?
We're probably going to run at Dells for this year. I think I closed my gap to within 3 points of Dave. As of Saturday, my dad actually decided for me that we were running Wisconsin Rapids, which is Plover, Golden Sands for points this year, which I'm also second in points to, I believe it's Brian Weinfurter in the 24 car. So.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, I think we're going to travel more. I know we missed out on the Great Northern race with our problem at the icebreaker, and then Tundra, we didn't go back to Kakana, which was WIR, for their rain date the next day, so we kind of took ourselves out of them too.
Real quickly, talk about your dad, man. That has got to be really, really cool to see Larry behind the wheel of a stock car this year. He's been very impressive in that white and blue number 11. He ran with the Vintage Series last weekend at Toma. He's going to be out, from what you said, he'll be at La Crosse tonight in the Vintage Series. Talk about working side by side in a driver capacity with your dad now.
It's different. When I raced Thunderstocks, he obviously raced Sportsman's back then, so we didn't have. There wasn't really much of a competitive level between the two of us, but this year we've actually held our cool pretty good. We went to Norway, Michigan together, and we both were fast up there.
Oh, that's right.
I ended up finishing second. I got kind of roughed up the last lap, and I think he was fourth overall. We both had really good cars. I set up both cars. We're both pretty much the same as far as springs and shocks and our caster and camber and all that stuff as far as setting it up-wise. It's just we both can adapt to cars pretty good. So if I'm off on one car, the other car is going to be off as well. So he's got to learn how to adapt like I do.
You know, now that you're getting big time with the Sportsman and getting a pretty good name in Western Wisconsin, you know, I live on French Island. So for many, many, many years, I drove past a painted mural of your dad's old Sportsman on the side of a bar. When's yours going up on a wall?
Well, it'd be nice if it'd be up on a wall. at the beginning of this year, it was a really sharp looking car. It's a pretty sharp looking car, but it's a little beat up now, but it's still fast.
Yeah, I can imagine the big cheesy grin on Bang's face. Jason, we only got about 15 seconds left. Can you tell us who your sponsors are this year?
I gotta thank KBR Performance. He's been a big part of it, setting it up. Lenahan Auto Body, SS&E Concrete, Raisin Floor Covering. He's been a big part of it. Every time I win a feature, he's always there. Harry Meyer Trucking, he's a big part of it as well. Mark Stensland is a Gulf War vet and a Vietnam vet. He's always on the right recorder every time I race. So
awesome.
Very nicely done, Jason Spark. I used to call him that, too, the Spark. Jason the Spark Stark when he was running Thunderstocks. That's when trucks like everyone gets a nickname. Doing a fantastic job at a racetrack near you in that Sportsman car this year and running second in points at two different racetracks. That is really, really saying something for a guy that's only been behind that wheel of that car for about a year, year and a half. Jason, we appreciate you joining us in the program. We will see you tonight at the La Crosse Speedway rooting on your dad in the Tundra Series, and good luck the rest of the summer.
All right, thank you.
All righty, Jason Stark, watch him tonight. He's going to be helping his dad out running the Vintage Series. And, man, what a credit to himself to be running a championship run at two different tracks. When we come back, we're going to talk Tundra Super Late Model Series. That's next in the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you north siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24 monthly agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State in the Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WDUG Online and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
That's Billy Noctowles. Paul, the stat man sitting across from me. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Big race last weekend for the Tundra Superlay Model Series. Stars and Cars invaded State Park Speedway in Wausau. And to tell us a little bit more about that, one of the organizers of the Tundra Series, Drew Krabick, is joining us. Drew, what's up, my man?
Not much. Enjoying some time at home now.
Sounds like the kid's having some fun in the background there, dude.
Got to be nice to get home, man. Everybody tells me I'm busy on a constant basis, but you had quite the little racing vacay there last week.
Yeah, I put on over 1,500 miles. I think when it was all said and done, I think I got to 6 tracks in 9 days, maybe 7. 7 tracks in 9 days. It was going to be 8, and then I took Friday off, and my buddy was in from California, and I decided, you know what, I think I've been to enough racetracks in the last week.
You went hiking or something?
Kevin
Ramble. Yeah, we went around Lake Geneva there. So
Kevin Ramble would be disappointed in you, man.
I know. It was the night
Drew
that I
has a life. Drew has a job, a life, and a family. Kevin has a job and a cat.
His cat.
See? Hey, that looks
poor,
like
poor
the... The king has arisen to the top there at State Park Speedway. While Mark McAsey was racing, as a matter of fact, at State Park Speedway, two of his people that he supports in the Bandoleros were racing at Toma. Nice job on Mark's behalf.
Yeah, it was Mark is really good, especially at State Park Speedway. It's something that, you know, he has probably the most laps around there in recent memory, you know, and he made that outside line work. You know, the cautions fell at the right time for him. He didn't have the fastest car in qualifying, but when it was time to race, he was there, and he picked up his actual third career win, his second Tundra win at State Park Speedway.
Talking about cautions, you guys lost some big names. I mean, we've been watching this at lacrosse every single weekend now. You lost some big names in that race, especially quick time qualifier Colin Reffner went down with a bunch of damage. I think he and was it Knobloch that got into it with each other?
Yeah, it was John Beale and Neil Knobloch kind of just had an incident on a restart, you know, and it sent Knobloch sideways, and Colin Reffner was just making his way through the field, and it did just got caught up in it, and it sent Knobloch up onto the tires, and you know, it was a wild ride for him, and it unfortunately took out Colin Reffner as well in that wreck. John Beale was able to continue on and ended up fifth, but it took Knobloch and Reffner out, and those two were marching forward. I don't know if they would have had anything for McAsey there at the end. I think McAsey was saving his stuff. And it was only a 75 lap race, so it was, you know, it's a pretty quick race. I think that happened about at the halfway mark. So, you know, you never know. It's the what if, could have, you know, to see who had what at the end there. But, you know, they put on a good show. Jordan Thiel and Mark McAsey had won. I don't know if anybody has a video of it or if it's been on there yet. They went into turn one, and I didn't think either one of them were going to make it out. McAsey and Thiel. It was like McAsey had too much rear brake in it and went into one, and it turned sideways, and they ended up drifting all the way to turn two. And it was one of those deals, Bill, I'm sure you know, third and fourth, you'd think two guys mess up, third and fourth could capitalize. But I talked to the guy that was in third, and the car, McAsey was pointed to the infield, so he didn't want to shoot the gap in case McAsey hooked up and went right across his nose. And so you know, lucky for those two, they continued on, and for the rest of the field, they continued on.
Well, I definitely know the feeling sitting behind people like that. You know, as a fan of the Tundra Series, one thing I've noticed is, number one, you have got three different winners in three races, which is really making for an interesting points race.
Yeah, this points race if you saw the post, there's the top nine are separated by only 31 points, which is easily made up. We get 15 points out just for qualifying.
Holy cow. That makes things interesting.
Yeah, and if you actually go back all the way through 2017, we have had 9 different winners in 9 races.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's what makes that series
winners.
That's what makes that series so interesting. You don't, I mean, you have all these top names. And when Casey Johnson shows up, the ultra-fast Casey
Johnson. Ultra-fast, get it right.
You always think he's going to win this thing. When Raffner shows up, oh, he's going to win all these races. And that really says a lot about that series, man, when you've got that many winners coming out.
I really give a lot of credit to the tech team. They put together a real good rule book that allows guys to put fast, competitive cars on the track each and every week. That can come out and race. And I think it's a testament to who we are and to the drivers. I believe now McAsee's actually, I had just posted, Prunty was the first one to double up. He had won back in 2016, was the last one. So he was a two-time winner. And so then McAsee does it again. His wins came in 2016 as well. So we're going all the way back to about the middle of 2016. You know, a guy like Dalton Zier, that he's not running with us this year, but you think, when you think of Tender, you think of Dalton. He hasn't won since lacrosse in 2016.
Oh,
so it's been almost 2 years, or over 2 years, since he's won a Tender race. And so there's a lot of new up-and-coming guys, a lot of young guys that maybe you haven't heard of that are collecting wins in Tender that are starting to become regulars. You know, Jordan Thiel, Mike Litchfield, Wyatt Brooks, Chris Wimmer won a race with us last year. And so when you look at the names that are coming up, they're guys that you're going to see on the Thursday and Friday night at Fest, and then pick up wins other places. I know Mike Litchfield just won on July 4th at Golden Sands.
Yep.
And so when you start to look around the states, you know, when you look at a lot of these local specials, guys that have Tundra connections are winning those races and are running right up front.
Drew, the star of the night actually was Travis Volm when he won round two of the Late Model Triple Crown Series, swept both features, and actually also got into Sportsman Car and won that feature. And actually, I understand that was more of a last-minute decision for him.
Yeah, so he showed up with his late model. He was going to run his late model and saw the car count. And, you know, we were asking if anybody else, you know, wanted to bring a Sportsman car out. So they went and back to the shop and grabbed their Sportsman car. He's another guy that just, you know, probably many in this area don't know, but he has so many laps at Wausau in a late model and a Sportsman and a pure stock and a super late model. He's driven the 711 for Wayne Brevik. So he's one of those guys that will race anything. I think up in the tower, I heard one of their scorers say, you know, he'd race a lawnmower if somebody gave it to him. He's just one of those guys that wants to race. You know, and it's cool to see, you know, and those are the stories that we want to get out and make household names. You know, everybody knows the big names, especially the guys that run the tour that, you know, that are winning Oktoberfest. And they might not know some of these, you know, kind of local heroes at these tracks that just want to race. So it's cool to see a guy like that come out, pull double duty, jump in one car, go to another, started in the back in both, and then ended up winning both.
You know, you just brought up a name from the ancient past, from back when I was a kid and a fan back in the 70s. Wayne Brevik, how is he doing?
He's doing good. He's the promoter of the Marshfield Motor Speedway now.
Nice.
They have a busy schedule up there. You know, here in July, I know they just got off some tractor pulls. They just got off a Wednesday special. And so, you know, they have a lot of different things that they're doing up there at Marshfield. They run on a lot of different nights too. I know a lot of times they're on Saturday, so they kind of conflict with lacrosse. But they do, you know, they do some Friday specials and some different weekday specials as well. So if you've never been up there, it's definitely, it's only about an hour and 45-minute drive from the La Crosse-Salem area.
I think
so it's a track to get up there.
They just did a trickle special just this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you know he's working on Kenny Wallace. I don't think was able to come this time, but he's had brought Kenny Wallace and put him in his car. You know, so he's definitely somebody that you know is a big supporter of short track racing, and again, somebody that most people may not know or may not know the Brevik name.
If you were a fan back in the 70s, you know who he is.
It was either him or his dad. I think it was his dad that ran the 7-Eleven car.
It was John Brevik. John Brevik. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yep. Way to go, Bill. I blew that one.
There's still a connection there, though. There's still a relation.
Coming up next weekend, you guys have a quick turnaround. You're going to be heading to Jefferson, and going to be a lot of interest at that track as well.
That is a track that, one, I wish was closer, and two, didn't run on Saturdays. That is my favorite local short track. When you talk about a quarter mile in super late models, similar to a Rockford watching super lates fly around there, it's the same size as Slinger, but it's flat in one corner, banked in another. The lights are perfect there. Just the whole atmosphere of Jefferson is just awesome, and to watch the super late models just scream around that place. The only two-time winner there is a guy that has a ton of laps and a ton of wins there, Casey Johnson. So he's looking to recapture the point lead. He has a strong chance at doing that. And, you know, he has two fast times, and when he's been fast time, he's gone on and won. So qualifying may tell us a lot. If history repeats itself, if Casey Johnson gets fast time, he's going to go on to win. But we've had some great battles there at Jefferson. We had a 60-lap green-white checkered race where we had no cautions on a quarter mile. So hopefully we're hoping for that again.
And the neat thing about Jefferson is that you cannot set the car up for one way because you got to run two different grooves at that place.
Yeah, you want the bottom in one and two, and you park it, and then in three and four you want the outside.
Yep.
So it makes for some really good racing. Restarts are crazy. Guys are diving three wide into three and four. Hopefully we have a good show.
Drew, we appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for catching up. Good luck at Jefferson next week, and best of luck the rest of the season. We'll catch up with you at Oktoberfest.
Awesome. Thank you guys for everything you do.
More right. Coming on the Badger State.
Well, before you say it's TundraSuperLates.com. You always got to throw
Tundra,
the website in there.
TundraSuperLates.com.
Drew's a millennial. He'll be all over you if you don't.
I'm sure.
Or look at us on Facebook.
I'll catch some in between the break here. You're listening to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
It's the Abbott and Costello of Short Track Racing. Doc and Dan on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Dan Donker, Billy Doc Niles, and the staff man, Paul Riker. We are the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report right here on 1460 WBOG. Big night of racing last Saturday night. He told us on the radio program a NASCAR Xfinity Series driver, Ty Majeski, was going to come back out. Everybody thought he was going to run on four brand-new tires and just pretty much demolish the field. He did that on used tires but still had a clean sweep.
Well, we all assumed he was on new tires, and when he took his position in the lineup, I went to his crew chief, Toby Nudelman, and I said, okay, what are you running for tires here? Because they ain't going to let four new ones start in the sixth row.
Right.
And he said they got three that they saved from last year, and they just bought their regular new one, like, you know, to rotate in. And the way that if you watch that team, they do a really good job of taking care of their tires. I mean, they come off the car after each race, they get cleaned, they get scrubbed, they get wrapped up and in the cellophane, and they stay that way till they use them the next time. And they did a really good job of taking care of them tires from last year because he was just blazing fast.
Of course, in this race, big wreck back straightaway involved Brent Kirshner, Brad Powell, Jacob Gaty, Nick Panitzky. Gaty is already ready to go. I mean, I was talking with him on Sunday afternoon. Said it's not a lot of cosmetic stuff. I'm gonna get ready to go. He'll be back on July 21st when we have Twin 20s that night. Bad news for former track champ Nick Panitzky. Not only does this really put a hurting on him chasing down Steve Carlson because he's now 46 points back, it also knocked him out of the Chase Championship.
yeah, that's kind of surprising there to see him get knocked out of that. But, you know, it's 46 points is not insurmountable. I mean, we got a lot of season left. We're only, you know, we're only the second week in July here. We still got, what, 6-7 weeks left, plus Oktoberfest. Not insurmountable, but he's really going to have to be on top of his game here to get up to Carlson.
Yeah, and Carlson's going to have to Panisky's going to have to help for some luck with Steve Carlson with that situation there.
One thing I've noticed, Carlson hasn't finished worse than third in every single feature this year, and he's only finished third once. He's been first or second in 8 features and third in another feature. This smells like a championship run like he had 11 years ago in 2007.
Yeah.
How about the likes of the other gentlemen that finished in the top 5 that we've seen, I would say, over the past 2 or 3 races that have just been coming on like gangbusters, and Nick Clements takes 3rd. Tom Carlson takes 4th. That's, I think, his 4th top 5, and he also has a podium finish this year. And Justin Mullock came to a career-best finish in 5th place. Well, I mean, that is outstanding to see all these different names in our top 3s and 5s now.
Well, we'll knock them down in the order you went with there. First of all, with Nick Clements, he started out the year with bad luck the first 2 races. And it's just been a house of fire. I mean, in the top 5, in the top 3. I mean, I think that's his, what, 2nd or 3rd podium finish this year on Saturday night. He's been fast, and he's not going away. Tom Carlson, if he could qualify as good as he races a feature, he'd be you know, because he starts in back of that inversion every week because he's not getting qualifying down. But, man, he gets behind the wheel in a feature, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's in the top 5. And then Justin Mullican, I was kidding with him after the races on Saturday night. The last 3 races, career best finish 7th. Next feature, career best finish 6th. Career best finished 5th on Saturday night. I said, well, looks like you got 4th place locked down next week, and he kind of laughed at me. So,
well, you know, one thing he does have locked down is qualifying. Because I think besides week number 1, hasn't he made every single 6-for-6 dash?
Not every single one, but the last 3 weeks. He's been in it 2 of the last 3 weeks and just missed it last week. So that kid, and I talked with his car owner, Kurt Eckelberg. They took a car that was damaged, and he, you know, Justin did most of the work himself. Restubbed the front, restubbed the belt back, and rebuilt that car from the ground up. Everything is practically brand new on that car. Kudos to Justin for such a phenomenal job on not only, you know, building it himself, but making a fast car out of it, too.
Looking at the point standings, Carlson leads Panitsky by 46. Mike Carlson is now 3rd. Brent Kirshner 4th, and Michael Beanish running out the top 5. Brent Kirshner said, I think I'm going to bring out my new car.
Yeah, it's about time,
fair,
isn't it?
Which is in about a week and a half. Last question for the late models. Do you think we will see a Carlson top 3 this year of Carlson, Carlson, Carlson? We've been close.
Yeah, we have been close. I'm holding out hope that it could very well happen. I mean, we saw Johnny's Hobbies top 3 with Carlson and Clements. So I'm still holding out hope it could happen.
You know, it was funny Saturday night when you turned it over to me for the last few laps, and I'm listing the top 6 as they go by. You know, it's Majeski, Carlson, Clements, Carlson.
2, 4, and 6.
Mullican, Carlson.
Sportsman looking at how things are shaping up. This one is, I think this has a chance to go down to the wire. Not only for the Chase Championship, where Steve Bachman's trying to get his 2nd in 4 years, but trying to nail it a track championship. He's only 2 points behind Chris Webber. Steve Bachman had to watch this time. Chris Webber had to watch this time. How about Tom Leithy?
Yeah, that's the first lap accident. You seen the cars get together in the middle of the pack, and it didn't help that the 13 car spun on right in front of them too. Bunched everybody up, and then Leithy got away from it. And did a great job. He did what he's supposed to. Got the restart in the front row and just ran away with it, and just so smooth. I mean, Bachman made it to the front, and I thought, well, he's probably gonna catch him by the end of the race. Never made up any ground. He stayed a full straightaway behind the whole race. So kudos to Tom Leithy on his first Sportsman win.
Top 5 on the Sportsman are Chris Webber, Steve Bachman, Tom Leithy, Sam Niles, and Jeff Thompson. Tater Dobbs picked up his first ever feature in the Thunderstocks last weekend, which was kind of interesting. Now, he said he didn't know where pretty much everybody was behind, so I just put my foot into it. You know, I didn't look at the scoreboard. I didn't know where the 29 was. I just put my foot into it.
I talked to him after he won the fast dash, you know, in Victor Lane. I said, it's easy to do in a 5-lap race. Can you do it in 15 laps? And he says, well, were going to find out, and he did it. He got out front and had a nice big lead, but Bolster and Moore ran him down on the last lap, made that last lap interesting, but he was able to hold him off.
Mark Chalet continues the lead by 17. Jason Bolster second. John Grosskopf third. Brandon Geller fourth. And Taylor Dobbs now into the top five. The street stocks, boy, I tell you what, Benjamin Art and his BMW, he's done this at Toma, he's done this at La Crosse, and Matt Moore has done this at Toma, and he's done this at La Crosse. Matt Moore from the back row again.
Yeah, they actually came upon lap traffic, and Matt took advantage of Benjamin getting caught up in the lap traffic and got around and drove away with the victory.
Points, looking at the street stock points, Chris Larson leading Matt Moore by four. Burbach is in third, Hastig is in fourth, and Alex Rude, who Tom Farah took his car for a little spin at Toma last weekend and won the six-cylinder class, is in the top five. How about that double spin to win? I want to spend a couple seconds here talking about this because we'll go short on our other segments here later in the program. First time I can remember in a long time street stocks running a double spare,
second over the line.
Minivans, you cannot shove, nor can you get around a minivan. And I think two drivers found that out in that first second over the line.
You know, you had me parked right on the start-finish line to see how that played out, and those two minivans clogged up the middle. And it was pretty impressive. Five cars right there at the start-finish line, and one of them flinched in out of nowhere. I think it was it Alex Leipsch?
Yeah.
Alex Leipsch come out of nowhere to win that first one. That was just
impressive. I watched him go into
timing.
Turn three as everybody was log-jammed into turn four on the low side. Leipsch just put his foot into it. I just locked my eyes on him as you were calling the last part. I thought Leipsch going to win this thing.
If you get a chance to watch the end of this one on YouTube, do it. Five cars on the line. Just an impressive finish.
Second one was Chris Larson, of course, using patience for the victory. Chris Larson's just Chris Larson. That's why he's leading the street stocks.
Exactly. Yeah, he's just having a great year, and the second over line win race that just summed it up. Basically,
he's on pace to go chorus right now.
Win. Novelty division. This one's going to be good because we still have some novelty events left. We have 10 drivers, all within 6 points of them of each other. John Hibner and Rob Stanfield are tied for the point lead. How about that? Mm.
That's fun. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Mm-hmm. These novelty events are always cool. They got plenty of them left to go.
Coming up Saturday night, which is tonight, late models, Sportsman Thunderstock, Street Stocks, Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series is coming back as well. When we come back, the man that has probably 144 different highlights, and I think even makes up a couple of them just to try to do it in one bath. Paul Reichert is next. The Burn and Rubber Race Report at 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon
with the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back. It's the Badgers Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WPOG. Remember to check us out on Facebook. I want to thank the 29 new people that we got on the radio program last week that joined us. I'm still trying to get some of those folks from our old page that's got like 3,000 people on it. Still, people are trying to add themselves to that page, and I'm trying slowly to tell them, hey, we need to go to the new one right here. So welcome aboard, newcomers.
Hey, and speaking of newcomers, any new hits on the TuneIn app? Love the TuneIn app last week.
Oh, that was a big one. 2904, 2904. Write that one down. One of the largest TuneIn app shows we've had in quite a while, but obviously when you've got Ty Majeski on there and you got Derek Krause on there, everybody wants to know what those guys are doing because, well, they don't put a lot out there on Facebook. Obviously, we do know what they're doing every single weekend because, well, Paul Reichert has something called the...
It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report, and here's our guy Paul with all the winners from across the country.
Oh, yes, a busy 4th of July holiday week of racing.
Look, you got applause.
Yeah, we'll start with Tuesday and the Star Spangled Spectacular at La Crosse. Double features for the NASCAR Late Miles, won by Nick Panitzky and Steve Carlson.
A special we're going to talk about those here in the next segment.
Yes. Rice Lake had a holiday show. Kevin Buzzy Adams won the Lasota Modified feature. I'm T.A. Jerry Brothers Late Miles at 34 Raceway in West Burlington, Iowa. Flag-to-flag win for Ryan Dolan. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Muskegon County Speedway in Zanesville, Ohio. Greg Satterley, the winner. Main Event Outlaw Tour at Midvale, Ohio. Steve Niels was the winner. Pass North Tour, last-minute addition to their schedule. They ran at Spud Speedway in Caribou, Maine.
What?
Yes, Spud as in potato, yes.
Get out.
Derek Griffith scored the victory. UMP Summer Nationals Hill Tour, Clarksville, Tennessee. Another win for Tanner English. Wednesday, Golden Sands, round two of the Wisconsin Challenge Series, won by Quattro Quattro, Mike Litchfield. UMP Summer Nationals Hill Tour at Fayette County Speedway in Brownstown, Illinois. Brian Shirley, the winner. Thursday at Kakona, Jesse Odenhoven won the Super Late Model feature. Brian Monday took the Late Model feature. Super Dirt Car Series at Land of Legends Raceway in Canandaigua, New York. Danny Johnson, the winner. And the UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour at Macon, Illinois, won by Gordy Gundaker.
I like the name of that, Hell Tour.
I love that Hell Tour.
Oh, that was good.
Now, that's the third one you've said, though. Is that the same tour that just splits out
to different racetracks?
I've always wondered when you announce it
nights,
how that goes.
30 nights of racing over the course of 5 weeks. Actually, tonight's the final night of the Hell Tour tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Friday at Grundy, Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature
at Madison.
Who?
Fast Eddie Hoffman.
Who? Gosh, I haven't heard that name in about 100 years.
Round two of the Super Late Model Triple Crown Challenge Series taking place. Ty Majeski scored the win. Jeremy Miller won the NASCAR Late Model feature. At Marshfield, the CWRA Late Models on hand for the Starch Legends Tour. Double features won by Jeff Weinfurter and Derek Ress. Dustin Sorensen won the River City Rumble at Mississippi Thunder. At the Norway Speedway, up in WPA. The State Line Challenge taking place. Johnny Sauter driving Dalton Zier's car won the Super Late Model feature. At Toma, was it Paul Brown won the modified feature?
Paul Brown. It was one of the best two-car shootouts you're ever going to see for 14 laps.
Mm-hmm. And Upper Midwest Vintage Series also there. Tom Haffer scored the win. Dirt Kings Light Model Tour at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. Nick Anlink the winner. Iris Prince also there. Jake Blakehorse the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Cherokee Speedway in Gaffney, South Carolina. Scott Bloomquist the winner. I thought he said he was going to not race anymore because of a rotator cuff problem. No, he checked it out. He has arthritis.
Ouch.
UMP Supernationals Hell Tour, Forever City, Illinois. Billy Moyer Sr., one win away from 100 now.
Nice.
USAC Sprints at Lincoln Park Speedway in Putnamville, Indiana. Tyler Courtney, the winner. World of Outlaw Late Miles at Dubuque. Brandon Shepard, the winner. And night one for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Cedar Lake, swept by Brad Sweet. Saturday at 141, Chase Parker took the IMCA modified feature. Deer Creek had the World of Outlaw Late Miles for the Gopher 50. Mike Marlar scored the win. And Zach Vanderbeek took the USRA modified feature. At the Dells, Minnesota driver Nick Beaver won the late model feature. Dan Lensing took the 602 late model feature. Jefferson, double features for everybody because of the rainout that cut short the racing the previous week. Dale Nonstad won the makeup feature. Sean Scheel won the scheduled feature in the late models. Matt Jewell won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville at La Crosse. He came back home. Ty Majeski swept the show and won the feature. At Rice Lake, Jason Gross won the Wasilla Modified feature at Shawano. Brett Swedberg took the Light Model feature. Kevin Fick, the IMCA Modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions in Sharon, Ohio. Here's a name we all know. Dave Blaney scored the victory.
Get out. Yes. Oh, Blaney.
ARCA ran to Iowa Saturday night. Sheldon Creed, his third win of the season. Sam Mayer made his ARCA debut, finished 10th. Natalie Decker came home 16th. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Chase McDermott, the winner. The Minimizer Bandit Big Rig Series at Lake Erie Speedway, Northeast Pennsylvania. Mike Morgan, the winner. 2 weeks away from lacrosse,
yep.
IRA Sprints at Fairbury, Illinois, Jordan Goldsberry, the winner. Main Event Outlaw Tour at Berlin Raceway, Terry Seneca scored the win. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Riverhead, New York, Justin Bonsignore, the winner. Pass North Tour at Beech Ridge Motor Speedway in Scarborough, Maine, Reed Lamford, the winner. Tundra was at Wausau, of course. The King, Mark McAzee, won the Super Late Model feature, and what a night for Travis Volm. Scored both feature wins in the second round of the Late Model Triple Crown Series and won the Sportsman feature.
That guy was busy.
Yes, he was. UMP Summer Nationals held tour at Highland, Illinois. Chad Zobrist, first-time winner alert. World of Outlaw Late Models, or I'm sorry, the Sprint Cars were at Cedar Lake, night two for them. Kerry Mattson scored the victory. Sunday, Angel Park, Badger Midgets had their big event.
Kerry Mattson is still racing. He was racing at the Knoxville Speedway mm-hmm. announced there. He's from down under, by the mm-hmm. way. He's from yep. Sydney, Australia.
And nice. I think his brother Ian is still racing, too. Badger Midgets had their big event, the Pepsi Nationals Sunday night. Ray Seach, the victor. At Slinger, the prelude to the Nationals taking place. Late Miles, the headliners. Zach Riddle, the winner. Supercar Series at Utica Rome Speedway in Vernon, New York. Jimmy Phelps, the winner. And the UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour was at Quincy, Illinois. Brian Shirley scored another victory. And that'll wrap up this week's edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
We'll take a break. We got the last segment coming up. You're listening to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you north siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG with Paul and Doc, myself, radio man Dan. Big night coming up at La Crosse Fairground Speedways tonight. It's late model Sportsman, Thunderstock, Street Stocks running on back-to-back weeks as they ran last weekend. And one of my favorite series to announce. I had him at La Crosse at Toma last weekend. I get him at La Crosse tonight. And then during Oktoberfest, the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series.
They're always fun to watch. They got such cool cars, and they bring a lot of them when it comes to Oktoberfest. I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm looking forward to a couple of things here. Number one, Larry Bolster is going to run that number 11 Sportsman. He did it at Toma last week and unfortunately got a black flag for forcing a three wide. Can he get it done on that big track? When was the last time he ran a Sportsman on the big track?
It's been a long time since Bang has been on the big track, so it's going to be fun to watch him. You know, Kenny Hutchins is always fast in this, and I think the Rossiers are pretty fast,
and also
too.
Ken Lewis has the White Knight back. He had it at Toma, and he's got it back again.
That's awesome. Hey, get out and support your local short track. Some of the tracks going on in the Midwest tonight. Marshfield is off tonight because they're preparing for a big flea market that's going on tomorrow. Rockford Speedway has Kids Night. They also got Trick or Treat for the kids. Elko Speedway, the ARCA National Tour is on hand. Check that out. That's a big national tour you see on TV all the time. Jefferson Speedway with another action-packed full program. Get out, support your local short track.
All righty. We are being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Tomo Sport of Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com, and the Overtime Pub. For Paul and Doc, I'm Radio Man Dan Dinker. Thanks. We will see you at the Lacrosse Speedway tonight and right back here next Saturday at noon on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.